Yo, thanks for checking out this latest edition of Dead in Sports 365. I'm your boy, 12 Kyle, the OG, and I'm back with another episode. Make sure that you check out and subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Dead End Sports. Make sure that you check out each and every episode that drops. The live show is produced and live streamed on Tuesdays and Thursdays right here on YouTube for Dead End Sports. All right. So in this video, I want to talk about something that just actually came to my attention. There is another unvaccinated superstar in New York City. Many of you should know about and heard about Kyrie Irving for the Brooklyn Nets, who is unvaccinated and has played throughout this entire NBA season unvaccinated. And he has missed because of his decision, as well as a mandate in the city of New York he cannot play in home games, right? So he can't play in home games and he can't play at any away games at Madison Square Garden when they play against the Knicks. Well, much has been said about Kyrie's decision not to get vaccinated and not to, you know, participate in home games while he wants to play and his teammates want him to play. And as New York City is taking down some of their mandates, the private sector mandate does not allow him to participate in home games. And this could have an adverse effect as they go forward into the playoffs. But there's another superstar in New York City who's unvaccinated. And again, it didn't come to my attention until just like 2 or 3 days ago. That superstar would be Aaron Judge, the superstar baseball player for the New York Yankees. Aaron Judge was recently asked if he was vaccinated. And you can always tell, you know, if someone's vaccinated by the answers that they give or don't give. They asked Aaron Judge, you know, if he was vaccinated. And I will read to you, quote, his answer, quote, "I'm so focused on just getting through the first game of spring training. So I think we'll cross that bridge whenever, you know, when the time comes. But right now, so many things could change. So I'm not really too worried about that right now." Close quote. I have a question for you. Where is the outrage? There was a lot of outrage for Kyrie Irving and his decision not to get vaccinated. Now, Kyrie Irving, to his credit, if you want to give him credit, did not get paid for the games that he's missed. So he did take it on the chin in that aspect. And, you know, Brooklyn has suffered without him on the court. But there was so much that was said and so much that was written about him. I haven't heard a peep about Aaron Judge. And maybe some of it's because the baseball season just got back to being, quote unquote, on track. So we really haven't played a baseball game as of yet. But I did not know that Aaron Judge was unvaccinated. I'll say this, especially speaking as someone who is vaccinated, I don't care one way or the other. It's a personal choice. I respect someone's choice not to get vaccinated. I respect someone's choice to get vaccinated. However, don't ask people to feel sorry for you. And I think for the most part, Kyrie Irving hasn't asked anybody to feel sorry for him. But I get the feeling that Aaron Judge wants people to feel sorry for him because this was kept a secret for a long time. And I just want to see if the people, particularly the sports writers who had so much vitriol for Kyrie Irving, I'm interested to see if they're going to keep that same energy. That's what's going to be interesting to me. Now, Kyrie Irving missed quite a few home games for the Brooklyn Nets. But Aaron Judge, in a Major League Baseball season that is 162 games, is going to miss, what, 81 home games if he doesn't get vaccinated. Now, he said he'll cross that bridge when he gets to it. But I got news for you, Aaron. The bridge is right up the street. That's going to do it for me. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for checking out this edition of Dead End Sports 365. Make sure that you check me out. Check out my podcast. It's called the 12 Kyle Podcast. The podcast drops every Thursday at midnight. And be sure to subscribe so you don't miss the bonus episodes that are dropped on Sundays at midnight. You can also catch my YouTube channel, youtube.com. Spell it out, T-W-E-L-V-E-K-Y-L-E. That's going to do it for me. I'll catch you guys next time. 5,000.